man, what's up? It's Brad.
Oh, hey, Brad. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm
all right. Hang on a second.
Okay.
I'm in the laundry room.
Okay.
I'm in the apartment, too. I got some of my shit. They got the fucking laundry room here. To do a full, like, to wash and dry a load of clothes, $3.
Oh, that sucks.
Every time my shit stacks up. But what are you doing, man?
Not much, man. Actually, was calling you. I kind of had some bad news from back home here. Last night, Jesse Perry was in a car accident.
Is he all right?
Nah, man, he didn't make it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. Sean just called me like 20 minutes ago. Told me. I guess he was drinking.
Was it there in Nashville?
I think it was out in Hermitage or wherever he lives. I guess he was drinking and then hit a...
He was drinking?
Jesse was drinking.
And, pretty chill about that. Was he driving all? Was he by himself? Was anybody else?
Yeah, no, he was alone. There was nobody else, thank God. It was just him. I guess he went off the road. He didn't, I don't know. I guess he died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. But,
What the fuck happened to him?
Huh?
What the fuck happened to him? It's just...
I don't know, man. It just really, it just sucks. You know what else sucks? That you just got whoopty, dude!
Fucking...
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Moon Show. What's the podcast? It's never funny. It's the Moon Show. Ready? Boom, 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 boom.
From President McCain's funeral, it's the podcast everybody loves and loves even more, with your host and America's favorite Chad Ryden friend, Jesse Perry, everybody.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Hey.
Wow, first of all, I do not appreciate that slander. Do not like Chad Ryden.
I'm sorry.
I never have.
Are you really friends with the America's funniest favorite comedian of funny all the time?
Close enough.
Are you really?
Whoever that guy is.
If by friend you mean enemies, yes, I am. Welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
I am your host, Jesse Perry. Welcome to this amazing 30-second episode.
What?
Wow.
30-second episode.
I don't believe it.
Wow.
OJ's number. The OJ number episode.
30 seconds.
Man, it'd be great if this podcast was just 30 seconds.
That'd be awesome. Let's do that next time.
It'd be tighter.
Let's cut it down to 30 seconds.
Let's just do the barbershop theme right now, and then we'll be done.
You want to?
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, let's go ahead and
it's
do it.
Dog.
Let's wrap this up.
Boom, 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 ba ba ba. What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog. Boom, 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 ba ba ba. What's the podcast? It's never funny. It's the Mangy Dog. Ready? Boom, boom, ba ba ba. Boom, boom.
That was good. That was good. That was a good false intro.
I like that.
Welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo. I'm your host, Jesse Perry. With me, as always, is the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
It's good to have you, friends. It's
and as always, the talent, Mr. Sean Parrott.
Yeah! Yeah!
We have got thrilling... We have... let me recalibrate my broadcasting voice.
Right. Checking!
All right.
Test.
Hey.
Checking.
Great!
Test.
We have a fantastic show for you filled with stand-up, skitches, skeeches, scaps, scars, scabs, and skittles.
Oh, skittles.
Now let's go to our first whatever right now.
Lonely guy. Lonely guy.
His wife died and he's got no friends. So he goes to public places. He strikes up conversations and keeps talking till it starts to get uncomfortable and creepy.
Lonely guy.
Shut up. Shut up.
Lonely guy.
Shut up. Shut up. He makes a benign comment about the weather and then starts to talk about how his back hurts or how he had to take his dog to the vet or something. You feel very sorry for him, but not enough to talk to him.
Lonely guy.
Shut up. Shut up.
Lonely guy.
Shut up. Shut up.
On this week's episode of The Lonely Guy, a long line at the Walgreens.
Man, this sure is a long line, huh? How many people have they got working here? One?
I don't know, man.
Man, it is cold outside. It hasn't been this cold outside since my wife died.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear about what? The cold?
No, you're...
Oh, my wife. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard living without her. You know, sometimes it's almost impossible to go on. Sometimes I think I could just end it all. Life, you know, like life is worthless. And oh, hi there. Hi. Wow, that was a long line. I should have brought a book.
I'm very sorry, sir. We're shorthanded today.
I'm just joshing. No trouble at all. I've got nothing to do all day. Nothing at all. Nothing. Just blackness. Infinite blackness and despair.
Will that be all?
Yes, sir. Just a few Hershey bars and a big bottle of sleeping pills.
Lonely guy.
Shut up! Shut up!
Lonely guy.
Hello. I am Professor Shit Jones with the Excellence in Brass Sound Effects Institute. I hate my name. Welcome to Sad Trumpet Theater. Tonight's episode, Lou Gehrig's Farewell Speech.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to look for. Thank you.
Yes. Sad Trumpet Theater.
Man,
a
fantastic.
Thanks to Professor Jones.
That is mean-spiritedness at its best.
For doing that.
Absolute best.
I think we can get meaner.
Can we?
Let's not sell ourselves short.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do our darndest.
You're listening to the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Now, you know, we're selling this CD now. We've now sold over 4,000 copies of this fantastic CD.
Nice.
I was going to tell you guys that, but I spent all the money.
That's okay. That's okay, buddy.
However, we do want people to go to mangydog.com, M-A-N-G-Y-D-O-G.com, and buy this fantastic CD, 35 tracks, 75 minutes. And we're going to give you a little taste now as part of the CD Shill Corner.
Uh-huh.
This is a thing!
Mr. Cheap.
Hi, I'm Mr. Cheap, and I'm here to tell you some great ways to save money by reusing items in your own home for big savings. Here's a riddle. What's white and missing a brother? No, not Joaquin Phoenix. It's a sock. We all lose socks in the dryer. And after a while, we've got a big pile of sad socks that, like most women, are just waiting to be used. Mr. Cheap, I've always wanted to fly, but don't have wings or money. Well, what are you waiting for? Simply tie your socks into the shape of a daisy and twist. When you let go, the daisy petals will turn into propellers, and you can fly up to 10 miles away using your brand new helisocter. It's fun and easy.
Helisocters are all well and good, but what can I do with socks, Mr. Cheap?
Oh, you're a man, right? Well, even a real manly man can use socks to cover up golf clubs, as a place to throw sperm, and socks are a great gag to put in your wife's mouth to stop her jibber-jabber. Finally, for our listeners with kids, a sock makes a perfect puppet. Simply put the sock over your hand, apply googly eyes,
and watch the hours fly by as you create a whole fantasy society of sock puppets. There's puppet people, blinded by the pursuit of big TVs and fast cars. You can use a dirty old smelly sock to make a homeless puppet for all the other puppets to ignore. Look, there's even a puppet president, and your hand can be oil, or guns, or religion. It's fun to make believe, isn't it? To find out more about socks, visit mangydog.com. I'm Mr. Cheap, and don't forget, if you reuse, nothing is nothing, because everything is something.
Mr. Cheap.
Ah, yes, yeah. Mr. Cheap. Sean Parrott.
Yes.
Good work.
That is why you're the talent. Stuff like that. That is why you're the talent.
Man, I remember when I used to be so talented.
Hey, buddy, you still are.
What?
That Lonely Guy sketch.
Just
keep that, coming out.
That was all fantastic.
Just quit it.
Whatever.
That was fantastic.
Just.
Please.
Whatever.
For more tomfoolery, please go to mangydog.com, M-A-N-G-Y-D-O-G.com, and also please go to NashvilleStandUp.com as well.
Yeah, that's a good website.
How was that for seamless?
NashvilleStandUp.com.
Not a big speller. You know, this is the time of the show where we have a great new format now. Right after we whore ourselves,
Yes,
we whore famous people that don't even know us.
Yeah.
Yay.
With a little bit of stand-up. You guys want to hear some stand-up?
I do.
Well, I certainly do as well, and I know the people at home would love to hear some also. How about we play a little Dimitri Martin?
Oh, let's see if we have
Ladies
that.
And gentlemen, Dimitri Martin only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
I'd like to invite my friend Leo onto the stage to help me with something. Leo Allen, everybody. Some of my jokes, I think there's a visual component to them that would be lost on the CD without maybe some accompanying description. So Leo will describe the parts of the joke that are essential to know about that you can't see if you're just listening to this.
Right, for people who aren't here.
Right.
Or blind people.
I mean, blind people's not really the demo I'm going for. Like, probably this is... It's not my... I'm not... You know, in fact, on the CD, there's going to be a sticker that says, not for blind people. So let's try a couple.
Sure.
I got a haircut for the CD recording last week. I got a haircut before I came out here. And I went into the salon in New York and I said, can I get a trim? But it must have come out, gay beetle, please.
Dimitri looks like a gay beetle. At the very least, like a bisexual George.
The straw is a great invention because you can drink without using your wrist. The straw is your friend until you lose eye contact with the straw. Then he will betray you and make you look like an idiot.
Through the art of mime, Dimitri made it look like he was struggling with the straw, which caused us to emotionally connect to the joke.
I have to pull the straw aside and be like, what the hell do you think you're doing? The last time I checked, you were right by my mouth. What are you doing on the other side of the glass? I don't need you. You're a luxury. The ice is even worse. When there's liquid in there, yeah, it's fine. It's like a pool party. Hey, we're keeping everything cool. I'm talking about when I get to the bottom and it's just me and the ice. And I'm like, okay, just one of you. Come on. Just want something to chew on. Come on. And the ice is like, hold. Hold. Everybody, now! To pull out my lighter and be like, who's the ice now, bitch? Looks like we're just a liquid. That's called a physical change. But you wouldn't know anything about that, would you? Because you're just a temperature and a shape. That sounds like something you'd say about an ex. Oh man, she was just a temperature and a shape. Temperature cold, shape ugly. I want to make a revolving door that says pull on it. See how obedient people are, you know? Oh, it's one of these.
It was like Dimitri was in a revolving door, but backwards. Because that's what the joke was.
Whenever I get a drink that has a tiny umbrella in it, I take out the umbrella and I save it. And then I wait for like a rainy day and I break it out. Just be out on the street and be like, hey, how's it going? It's pretty crappy weather. Also, watch out, there's a wizard back there. Yeah, this was large and I was Korean. He's pretty mad. I have to switch keyboards. I don't want there to be an awkward silence, so... Where's everybody from? Great. Somebody's from the part of Michigan where they have speech impediments? Michigan! What's your name? Carolyn! Reporting for duty in the retarded army, sir.
Dimitri Martin. Wow. Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour.
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de, yeah.
Man, guys, this show has flown by.
Yeah.
This has really been fast, but I think we've had some fun.
I had fun.
Now, let's go around and let's chill ourselves. I want to remind people, if they hear this before November 5th, the day after the election, Springwater Open Mic in Nashville, hosted by me.
Wow.
We'll be doing a post-election open mic the night after the election. So I encourage anyone listening to this to bring down their subpar political humor, because that is the place to showcase it.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay, everybody.
Now let's go around and let's do a little whoring. Mark Anunson, the Fungineer.
And this may be a little bit early. I don't want to jump the gun. But December, the first Friday in December, I'll be in White Bluff, Tennessee.
Beautiful White Bluff, Tennessee.
Check Nashville Stand Up for the exact showtime.
NASHVILLESTANDUP.com.
That is it. That is it.
Check me out, guys.
The talent, Sean Parrott. Where are you going to be next?
I'm going to be at Spanky's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, they do have the grill
every
now?
Tuesday. Every Tuesday, you can find me by the hamburgers. I'll be right next to the hamburgers.
Yeah.
Delicious hamburgers.
Yeah. Very funny man. And also, if you hear this thing is posted before the day of the election, I'm going to be on some other podcast.
What?
That night.
What?
As part of it's like a live thing.
You're cheating on us?
I think so. But guys,
it's
I swear.
Awkward.
Just listen. I will not promote it on here because I don't remember the name of the show. That is my promise to you guys.
Thank you.
Don't forget to promote us on that, though.
I will promote you guys.
Thank you. Yes.
I will promote this.
Check my MySpace page, Jesse.
I will promote the whoop-de-doo. And please go to the forums at mangydog.com where I will reveal where the hell I will be.
Yeah. Mangydog.com.
MangyDog.com.
VILLE.
God damn it, Sean.
Sorry, guys.
crap, man.
SHUTUPPY.
.org.
Oh, dudes.
Oh, man.
I think I just got served.
I think so.
You don't even work here.
Oh, man.
I'm glad we really ended on a such a strong note.
Nice high note.
Well, we have fun. Thank you for listening to the show. And now, here's a really shitty Japanese singer. See you next week.
40号选手猫告诉你很多很多想告诉你们我在参加超级女生